Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the irreverent satire of Sweden's Viagra Boys.
My little Jenny was the cutest little baby. His mama told him that one day he was gonna be a star. He got older. Well, folks said he was crazy.
Viagra Boys lead with provocation. Like if the name Viagra Boys doesn't tip you off, we don't know what to tell you. They understand that in times when the patriarchal and fascist elements of society rise, it's essential that someone, something, somewhere rises in opposition. To critique, to mock. They use exaggerated characters that say outrageous things about the ridiculous and absurd things occurring in this time. In this way, they comment on masculinity, shootings, drug abuse and ADD, crime, the failures of evolution, monkeys, of course, and for some reason, shrimp. Their latest, Cave World, is available on year 0001. They put out the EP Consistency of Energy in 2016 on Push My Buttons. And the follow-up EP, Call of the Wild. Their first full-length, Streetworms, was released in 2018, and the nihilistic list song, Sports, and the accompanying video shot on a tennis court went viral.
Baseball. Basketball. Wiener doll.
Funny enough, there's no talk of tennis in the song. There are a few live albums, the Shrimp Sessions 1, 2, and 3. It's a gift, really, because this is one of the greatest live bands you could go and see. And some of that is captured in these recordings.
I gave your dog a little snack. I met your mom down at the Shrimp Shack. She asked me then where you've been. I lied to her. I didn't know. Took off my shirt, and so did she. We rolled in the dirt, we got dirty. I'm surfing, surfing with your mom.
They put out the EP Common Sense in 2020, a frank look at being a drug-addicted, self-destructive man.
Who's sitting around on the couch? Who's making words with our mouths?
bad.
Their second album, Welfare Jazz, arrived in 2021.
Do you see that white Marina? Standing there on the corner. Looks like he's listening in. Honest clueless sonar. The one that shaped like a wiener. It's my information receiver. And everything gets delivered back to me then. Back to the golden retriever.
I asked front person Sebastian Murphy about his influences.
I hear so much music in your music, yet I can't just pinpoint exactly what it is. But then I see, Sebastian, that you have such, and I'm sure you all do, such an eclectic taste in music, and such a wide range. Like, two of your all-time favorites are the legendary punk band Flipper, but you also love Waylon Jennings.
Yes,
what do these two artists mean to you?
I think just Waylon Jennings specifically, there's just something about that guy, like he just had it, seeing him, just old videos of him playing live is what really got me into him, and along with listening to his records and stuff like that, but just I think he was just kind of one of my early heroes when it came to just the whole rock star lifestyle too.
Right.
And I don't know, just love everything about that guy's voice. And then Flipper was a pretty important band. One of the first punk bands that I heard when I was a teenager, that my buddy's mom or dad showed it to me, and I just loved it, and just loved that you could barely make out what notes they were playing, or, you know, like I was trying to learn how to play a Flipper song on guitar, and like it was impossible because it just sounded like a bunch of blowing up or something like that. And it was one of the things that me and Henrik, my bass player, kind of bonded on when we first met, was our love for Flipper.
Their latest is Cave World.
Did you know that years ago, all we had was sticks and stones to make our food and build our
This performance, the band played one song from Street Worms and three from the deluxe version of Cave World. Here's Viagra Boys, live on KEXP.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Viagra Boys with the songs Ain't No Thief and Troglodyte.
Live on KXP.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Now, here's more of our live session with Viagra Boys.
We'll be right back. eat you too. On your toes, they become the same when our bodies decompose. You'll turn into dirt someday, same dirt as me. Black one becomes a two, and two becomes a three. The same ones that eat men will someday eat you too. Family were buried all around. A worm took a bite of me, and then he washed it down with a bite of you, with a bite of you. The same worms that eat men will someday eat you too. Eat you too.
And that was our live session with Viagra Boys. You heard the songs It Ain't Enough and Worms. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station WQFS 90.9, your only alternative at Guilford College in Greensboro, North Carolina. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, also check out our Song of the Day podcast. It's a song of the day for free. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Jackson Long, Julian Martlew, and Roddy Nickpour. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.